You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. It's Greg Hughes with you until midday. We are broadcasting the show today from the Finn Valley College in Stranorlar. I want to thank, before we move on, Patrick, Dakota and Paul for their contributions in the first hour. The rest of the show really, I suppose, is dedicated to learning more about the college and the launch of, which is taking place today, their album Our Donegal, with all proceeds going to the Donegal Hospice. Just a few of your comments. Please ask Patrick McGowan why on Saturday night there were no Gardaí in Battle Buffet. For example, a recent incident with the fireworks at Blue Cedars. Gardaí were called at 7:15 but didn't arrive until hours later. Good morning, Greg. I was watching Futureville on RTE last night. By 2050, there'll be 250,000 people in a throne as opposed to 20,000. Where are they going to get the additional 230,000 homes from? Will they import them from a different country in the robotic plan for the traffic control fantasy? Maybe they should have used the robotic plan to open up Letterkenny. That comes in from Bill, not familiar with the robotic plan. I've been asked to mention that a mass is taking place in Gortahawk on Sunday at 11 a.m. It's in the Church of Christ the King National Remembrance Day. Of course, that is for road traffic victims, and there's a number of events. And if you do have one in your area and you'd like me to mention it, please get in touch. Right, let's say good morning to Miss Farah Bogle and Mr. Sean Byrne. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Greg.
Thank you for your time. Right, so Farah, I'll start with you if that's okay. Talk to me about the concept of Our Donegal, how long it's been in the workings and the idea behind it.
Okay, Greg, so I suppose Our Donegal came about, I suppose, early this year, kind of January time, and it's the third in a series of albums that would have been done by Finn Valley College here under Mr. Sean Byrne here. So the concept here is that we kind of decided that our local area would be lovely, it'd be a lovely thing to work on, and we've got so much amazing music and poetry in Donegal, and we really wanted to open that up to our students and to let them explore that.
And what is the contents of the album, Sean? I don't mean track by track, but talk to me about, you know, what is on the album.
Well, just to reiterate what Farah said here, this is the third one. Our first one, Craig, was back in 1916. You remember the celebrations then? So we decided to do 16 songs and poems about 1916. In 1918, because it was the centenary of the war, World War One, we decided to look at Donegal and Ireland's role in that war, which is kind of part of forgotten history. The plan then was in 2020, we were going to look at the independence struggle.
Don't say it.
Yeah, okay, I won't. So it was put on the back burner for a while. And then when we came back to revisit the idea this time last year, we just decided that those songs, they're great songs, but they tend to be a little bit downbeat, a little bit negative, a lot of death in them. So we decided to go for something and pivot towards maybe a celebration theme. So we went for Donegal. We have old songs, new songs, borrowed songs, no blue songs. We have tunes on the accordion, on the piano. We have some brilliant poems by contemporaries like Denise Blake, and by poems that are 150 years old connected to the county. We have great song coming up now in a while, Amazing Grace, which is a strong connection to Donegal. Do you know the story of John Newton? Shipwrecked off the coast of Donegal and turned away from slavery and decided to dedicate his life to God. And that's his, I suppose, anthem and his prayer to God. So we've a lot of songs that are either written by people in Donegal or connected to people. Donegal is the theme. I suppose it's a celebration of our Donegal, our culture, our heritage. Very often it is an oral heritage that we have here. So we're celebrating that, I guess.
And Farah, there's a couple of things going on here at the same time, right? Because obviously you're creating, the students are involved in that too, but you're also, you know, discussing history and culture and what have you with the students as well, and increasing their understanding.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're learning through the arts.
They are, yeah. I mean, it's very much a cross-curricular project, and it started off as a JCSP project here in the school. So we've pulled a few different departments in, like you say, the history department, geography, Irish department. We have Glanth and Glasgow on there. I suppose it's just really giving the students as much of a rich experience of those songs as we possibly could.
Yeah, okay, brilliant stuff. Now, the album itself is being launched today. Sean, where is it available? And talk to me about why the Donegal Hospice was picked as the beneficiary.
Well, the hospice is big. Because that's what we chose the last time with the World War One CD. We gave money towards it. I think it's a charity that's close to everyone's hearts. There are very few of us out here or out there that haven't had someone affected by the hospice and care for loved ones in the hospice. So it was an easy enough one to do. Now, what were you saying there, Greg, apart from that, was the...
It was just about, you know, where it's going to be available.
Oh, availability. Oh, yeah. Well, we have a stall here today. We're selling it in the school. We're making it available in the town here in two shops in each of the two towns, Alexander's in Balbuffet and Andy's in Stranorder. We're making it available on the Christmas markets that are going to be coming up in the town as well and in the surrounding area. And we're going to be taking orders in the school as well on phone. By phone. So hopefully we have a few hundred done up, so hopefully we'll be able to raise quite a bit of money.
Well, I hope the parents and guardians buy them themselves. Like, well, you're going to have to do a run then for the rest of us.
Well, I think we might have to do a reprint of it because it's on a pen drive, Craig, so it's ideal size to post across seas to a loved one as a Christmas present.
Okay, so that's how you're distributing it.
Yeah, this time, the other two times it was a physical CD.
No, why do that? What are you going to play it in? I have nothing to play a CD in at all.
Exactly, that's what people were saying. So the pen drive, most cars now, most stereo units have a pen drive, so it's so handy. So we got them printed up with a little school logo on it, and we have a little inlay card with original artwork on it and the track listing. A shout out there to Nicole Stensko, a student who designed the artwork for us last April, Leaving Cert student, and it's a beautiful post picture of a Byron and musical instruments on it.
Right, so Ms. Farah Bogle's going to rejoin us in a moment, but she's double jobbing as she's providing musical accompaniment for our first student performance. Before we get into that, talk to me just about the inclusion of this song. I know you referenced the history and what have you, and it's great actually to see in a show and embracing this in the way they are, not just recognizing the history, but also, I suppose, in terms of seeing how it can benefit the community and what have you. So.
Yeah, they've created a little walkway, a sort of a focal point. Seemingly that's the actual point that he came ashore at Lustwally, the first feet on the ground, so to speak. It's a fascinating story. Interestingly, I first heard this story when I was at Mass years ago. The local priest here in the town was talking about the story, and it was part of his sermon, part of his homily. And a lot of people, when you tell them, have no idea that the county has such a strong connection to that quite amazing song, because it is a song of suffering, it's a song of triumph, it's a song of resilience, and a lot of people do warm to that song. I was at a funeral there in Letterkenny Cathedral there 2 weeks ago, and it was sung. And you could hear a pin drop in the cathedral.
Right, stay right where you are. That's the voice there of Mr. Sean Byrne. We're going to hear our first piece from the R. Donegal album. The student performing "Amazing Grace" is Becky Doherty, accompanied by Miss Farah Bogle. So whenever you are ready, ladies, take it away.
Tis great.
Well done. Well done to you. That was Becky Doherty there. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break so you can play your bingo numbers, and we'll be back with more conversation. And next up, some poetry from students. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. And we are rejoined by Miss Farah Bogle, who's a music teacher here. It must be a pleasure, Far, to see the students come into their own, you know, musically or through any, be it poetry or what have you. And we had a fantastic performance there.
Oh, we did. We have absolutely fantastic talent here in the school, Greg. And I'm only, to be honest with you, I'm only new enough to the school, I'm only in my second year here.
Well, can we bring the person in here who's responsible for all this talent then, please?
They're right in front of you. These kids do all their own work. But no, so I suppose our music department is relatively young in the school here. So we're absolutely delighted to have a brand new music department, and we're offering now the drama, film and theatre studies as well at senior cycle.
There's a huge interest in that, I've noticed, amongst
young
people.
It's massive.
And not just here, obviously, but across the county, I've seen.
Yeah, we're very lucky to be able to promote that in the school under Sean Byrne there and Martina Gary. So it's fantastic that we have that. We're one of the pilot schools in the country for that. And there's some of the students that will be on today will be our students of that already. So it's fantastic.
Right, now we're going to hear a bit of The Murder of Bella Brooks. Who wants to set this up for me? The students themselves or the students are in front of me right now. David Dooley. Hi, David.
Hiya.
Good to have you with us. And Abby Cassidy as well. What's it feel like, Abby, being... is this your first album?
Yeah, this is my first one.
Okay, and talk to me a little bit, Abby, about what you're going to be reading for us.
We're going to be reading a poem by Francie the Fiddler. It's about Bella Brooks, a servant girl in Dunamore Parish near Castlefin. She was seduced by a landlord, and he got her pregnant. And when he found out, he gave her chloroform, and with the help of his father's servant, managed to throw Bella into the River Finn. Her lifeless body was found the next day floating in the river, and the case was covered up.
Okay, right. So this is from Francis Kelly, a.k.a. Francie the Fiddler. Your readers are Abby Cassidy and David Dooley. Take it away whenever you're ready.
The Murder of Bella Brooks.
Come tender-hearted Christians, I hope you will draw near, for I claim your kind attention, and I won't delay your cheer, about a vile murder that took place some years ago, and how the crime was carried out, I mean to let you know.
About 3 miles from Castlefin in the county Donegal, there lived a farmer's daughter, handsome, young, and tall. She had received some visits from the landlord's son, but he was sly and cunning, and soon her favour won.
He stole her to his father's home, a wild heir in his keep, till one night when she was child, drugged her in her sleep. And when he saw her resting, went to his servant man, and they hurried off to execute their evil, wicked plan.
They dragged her to the water's edge, then cruelly threw her in. Next dawn, her body lifeless, found floating in the fin. The police, yes, they were sent for. As the news soon spread around, the landlord's son is missing and Bella Brooks is drowned.
The doctor too arrived when she was dragged ashore, but said that only God above could her life restore. Said her death was by her hand, so the landlord's son returned, but fled one frosty morning when the landlord's house was burned.
On winter nights, they say, when the mist shrouds o'er the fin, and you feel the banshee's call send chills across your skin. A young girl's voice is heard, a dark and haunting sound. The landlord's son is missing, and Bella Brooks is drowned.
Well done. That was lovely, actually. Really liked that. And on the whistle...
Miss Caroline Kearns.
Miss Caroline Kearns, well done to you. Added the atmosphere to it there, no doubt whatsoever. And public reading is, I think, sometimes as hard to get right as singing. And both of you fantastic at what you're doing there, because we do with a lot of people in reading and stuff, right, because of the radio news. Were brilliant. Well done to you. That's Abby Cassidy there and David Dooley. The launch is this afternoon, our Donegal album launch. It's Songs, Music and Poetry of Our County, featuring, of course, the students and staff of Finn Valley College. That event's at 2 p.m. Invite only, or what's the story there?
Invites have gone out, and like, we'll have parents of the students involved and some of our staff and students here as well.
And there'll be performances and all this afternoon.
There will, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So this is really the dress rehearsal. Ish.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, but slightly more significant.
It is, all just
right,
a bit.
Okay. Listen, thank you so very much for now. Well done to you, Abby. Well done to you, David, again. And thank you very much to Ms. Farah Bogle. And we also heard from Mr. Sean Byrne a little later on. We're going to have more guests joining us here in our studio in the corner of the gym here after we take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Okay, keep your calls and comments coming into us, by the way. 086 6020 5000 is the WhatsApp and text number, or give us a call on 07491 25000. Right, we are joined by Sean McFadden, the Finn Valley College principal. Sean, thanks so much for hosting us. We really do appreciate it. It's lovely to be here.
Thanks a million, Greg. It's wonderful to have you here, and just actually just showcasing the talents that we have in our school community, and for the time that you've taken to join us.
No, that's fine.
Today.
It's a big day for the school, isn't it? And it's a nice distraction as well from the grind for teachers and pupils.
It is, yeah, and it's brilliant. And we do that. We celebrate our successes as often as we can. And it's a great creative example of our core values of people coming together as a school community with the care and the respect there shown by our excellent staff and these wonderful students who guide us every day of the week, and just really representing what Finn Valley College is all about, a school that thrives on every student reaching their own potential there. So yeah. It's great.
Head girl Brooke Stewart is with us. Good morning, Brooke. How are you keeping?
I'm good.
So what's your role as head girl, Brooke?
Well, as head girl, I bridge the staff and the students, and I bring forward student feedback.
Is it a strong concrete bridge, or is it a rickety little bridge?
I would say it's quite strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
How important is it that, and Sean McFadden referenced it straight away, that students feel heard and part of the conversation, and that it is a two-way conversation?
Oh, it's definitely very important, because like, we have as much as to say as teachers would have nearly in the school. You know, we're encouraged to speak up and always voice our own opinions.
This is student council here, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to
yep.
me about that.
Well, we have a student council. There's two members from each year, a boy and a girl. So we bring forward concerns or issues that are happening in the school. We kind of talk to each other, we find out what's going well in the school or maybe what's not going so well, and then we try and fix that depending on feedback.
You know, so obviously there's an authority with teachers and, yeah. and principals and what have you, but that doesn't mean that students and they can't work together. So would you describe it as a sort of a teamwork situation?
Definitely teamwork, yep. Yep.
Which I presume fosters a nicer school environment for everyone.
Yes, definitely. It's a very positive environment. You know, everyone feels very, you know, supported all the time. We don't have to be scared to say what we think. Everyone's supported.
And the first years coming in, they also have student council representation,
yep,
do they? Because they're coming through with a whole, it's a very daunting time going into any school, I think, for
yeah.
the first time. And then also to, you know, in terms of developing things that aren't academic per se, you know, like resilience, confidence,
yeah.
advocacy, leadership. Is there much done in that regard in this school?
Yeah, well, there's loads of opportunities for that, whether it be in transition year, where you can definitely try out new experiences outside of academics, or there's many clubs like the leadership team, student council, wellbeing teams. So there's many opportunities for us to be able to talk and do things that aren't really, you know, normal school activities.
Yeah, okay. And what year are you in?
I'm in sixth year.
Sixth year, okay. Yeah. So this is your final fling.
Yeah.
Burn the house down as you're leaving. I mean, what are you hoping to do once you've aced your leaving cert?
I want to be a primary school teacher.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Very good. How exciting! And we need as many as we can in this country. You want to be a primary school teacher?
Yeah.
In this country?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Don't have to chain you to the chair. Cameron Porter's the head boy. Hi, Cameron. Lovely to see you too. How are you keeping, buddy?
Good. How's it going?
Good stuff. What year are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth as well. Okay. And there's a lot of been going on here. I mean, it's a beautiful setting up here, isn't it? You know, with the new grounds and the building and all that kind of stuff. It's an exciting time to be a student here. What have you seen over your 5 or 6 years?
Well, so far the past 2 years have been the most expansive for the school, for me anyway, especially with the new building. There's 3 new classrooms and the whole downstairs of it is all for the realty, so it also opens up other classrooms too. So there's a lot less moving around, because for at the start of the year, I'd have like one class in like 5 different classrooms,
all
you know
right,
what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And it was a lot of moving, but now it's good. You're in the one place, a lot less overcrowding as well, and that's good.
I mean, there's a great facility here, right, for indoor sports and what have you. In terms of, and you look like a sporty chap, right, in terms of sort of developing sporting facilities, what's ongoing or has been done?
They're developing an AstroTurf at the moment. I'd say it'd be a good addition to the school for sports, because there hasn't been much while I've been here for the 6 years.
Mm.
But I know Mr. McFan has been trying to do more with sports, especially with the teams in the school. And the AstroTurf would be good for PE and keeping students active throughout the year.
Yeah, and of course, Sean, that's accessible more of the year, isn't it, really, an Astro pitch?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we ask the students, you know, for advice and their insight on there as well. And it will improve the facilities, the fantastic facilities there and offer in the school. And we know now there's 200,000 already in the kitty for that pitch, and we have our own money set aside for it. So it's exciting times, but we're just absolutely thrilled that the extension now is up in operation there from last Monday. And in particular for this young fella, he just wanted to come in. He was off sick there yesterday, but he made a huge effort to come in and talk to yourself.
So what am I going to have tomorrow, Cameron? What have you brought into me? Is it this cold that's going about?
Yeah,
everyone's got it. It's all around the ears and throat and all that kind of stuff. Cameron, thanks for coming in. How important is it from your perspective as well? And I referenced this with Brooke, you know, that sort of two-way conversation with the principal and teachers and what have you, and that students' voices are heard as well.
I think it's very important that students' voices are heard, because it'd make you want to come in more if you feel like your opinions are being heard by the teachers and you're not just in the background, if you know what I mean. And especially with that relationship with the teachers, and students get a choice too in the school, which is nice.
Yeah, and Sean, I was going to ask you what you're going to do when you leave school, but it wasn't for sure.
Barbados, that was Gador, as good as it.
With the Astro pitch under your arm. That question was for you, Cameron. What are you hoping to do in third level?
Hopefully something with math, probably, and the business area, like good accounting stuff. Or something.
And do you intend to go down the country to study? Or?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Brooke? Where is the best place for you to pursue your teaching career?
I'd say Dublin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Plus you also, if you can, it's everyone's different, but it's nice to have that experience as well. Right, okay, Brooke, thank you very much indeed. Cameron, is there anything either of the two you were going to mention or want to mention that I haven't asked you about? I don't want to leave anything on the table. We're good, are we? Yeah. Okay, great stuff. Thank you very much for that, the two of you. Sean, you might just stay there for a moment. We're going to hear some more music now, and I think it's Farah Gillen who is performing for us. And this is a track that's coming off the album, which is officially launched today. It's R. Donegal, and it's quite cute, really, right? Because it looks like a CD, doesn't it? But wait, technology in the back. It's actually a pen drive. So I know what I would do with that. I would download it onto my laptop and then use the pen drive for something else. So I'd have the song and a free pen drive, it would feel like, anyway. Right, so we're going to hear Farah Gillen singing Homes of Donegal whenever you are ready.
Mm-hmm. just dropped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to hear how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again and greet you one and all. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. I long to see your smiling children standing by the door, the kettle boiling on the hearth as I walk up the floor. And then to see a welcome free for travelers one and all. For your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. I'd like to stay along with you and while away the night with fairy Oran tales of yore beside the turf I ride. And then to see laid out for me a shakedown by the wall. For there's rest for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. The time has come and I must go and bid you all adieu. For the open highway calls me back to do these things I do. But when I'm traveling far away, your friendship I'll recall. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal. Donegal, pride of all. Donegal, pride of all. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal.
Yes, big round of applause. She's off. She's had enough. I've sang. I'm gone. She's away off the stage already. That was Farah Gillan, accompanied once again by namesake Miss Farah Bowe. That was absolutely lovely. It's an old track, but it felt modern too. Well done, Farah. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Right. Okay. We're heading towards our next ad break, but I wanted to say hello to our next guest. And it is Blake Beauvert. Good morning to you, Blake. How are you keeping, my friend?
Good.
Is it anyone's birthday today, by any chance?
It would be my birthday today.
Are you the big 1-3?
Yep.
So you're a teenager now?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'd have been to you yesterday, you wouldn't have been a teenager.
No.
All right. I think it might have been some one of your relations tipped us off to it anyway. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping good. Thank you.
Okay. Right. So was this something that you're very comfortable doing, Blake, when you sort of saw an opportunity? We're delighted to get involved in our Donegal album. Yeah.
Yeah. I was very delighted to hear that you are coming to the school, so I wanted to get involved.
Oh, really? Excellent stuff. Right. So you are going to be reading We Huey for us. Is that correct?
Yes, that
okay.
would be correct.
And we also have some accompaniment. Is that in place? Is it? Yeah, it is. Okay. Right. Are you ready to go then?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the birthday boy, Blake Beauvert. It's Beauvert?
Yeah,
Beauvert. And this is his rendition of We Huey by Elizabeth Shane.
he's gone to school. We hui, and him not for. Sure saw the fright was in him when he left the door. But he took a hand, a denny, and a hand, a dan. We Joe's old coat upon him, och, the poor wee man. He cut the choir's figure, more stout nor thin, and trotting right and steady, where his toes turned in. I watched him till the corner, oh, the big turf stack, and the more his feet went for it, still his head turned back. He was looking, what I call him, och, my wee heart was woe. Sure it's lost, I am without him, but he'd be to go. I followed to the turning, when they passed it by. God help him, he was crying, and maybe so was I.
All right, well done. Round of applause, everybody. That's absolutely fantastic. Okay, you're going to stick with us, right? Because mm-hmm. I want to see what the crack is in first year nowadays. It's been a while since I did it. So you stay there, and we're also going to have Coralie Brawley, I believe. Beg your pardon? Coralie, I wasn't far off, was I? Sorry, boss. Right, we'll be back. We'll be back with more on the 9 till noon show after this break. Right, so we had Blake. We were chatting to Blake. Blake's still with us. And Coralie Brawley's with us as well. First class leader. Good morning to you, Coralie.
Hi.
It's not your birthday today, is it?
No.
Oh, well, that's just an unfortunate coincidence. How long have you been a first year? Now, you would have enrolled in September, right?
Yeah, September.
So you're really, really new at it. What school did you come from?
Castle Finn, St. Mary's.
Okay, and did you have a choice of schools, or was it always?
Yeah,
okay, choice. And you chose this one?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I felt very welcome here, and I thought that it felt like a second home to anybody.
Okay. Who's paying you to say all this? Okay, that's very nice. And it can be tough to settle in, right? So how has your first couple of months been?
They've been good because there was a program set up that we could go to Garton and make lots of new friends by team building and lots of stuff like that. So it was really easy to make friends.
And Coralie, how many students would have been in your sixth class?
There was 16 of us.
16, and then you go into this school right now, and there's a load of first years, more than 16, and then the second and third and fourth and fifth. It's a big change for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very big change.
And more homework?
Yeah.
Okay, right. But nowadays, thankfully, it seems to be more tailored. And what about you, Blake? What's your first year been like?
Finn Valley's been really good. The first day I came into the front doors, it was basically like another home from here.
Coralie saying the same too, which means not everyone, especially in these mornings, it's not easy to get out of bed, is it, right?
No.
But it helps if where you're going, you enjoy going, you know, tomorrow morning, lie on.
Yeah.
So have you been able to sort of get involved in stuff that you necessarily,
yes.
I mean, obviously like this, for an example, right?
So at the minute, I am involved in the school musical. So the school musical is called All Shook Up. So it's about Elvis coming to town, and it shakes the whole place up with
brilliant.
Music.
And have you always been sort of at home, you know, if there's a few around the house doing a bit of performing? Or have you?
Yeah, I would have been very performance.
You're that guy as well. Coralie, what interests are you able to explore more in this school now? Are you interested in sort of the arts, or is it sport, or is it just academic and stuff?
No, more sports I'd be interested in. But there's lots of different clubs and stuff that we never tried before. Like in PE, we had badminton set up,
right,
and I never played badminton before. Mm. And they encouraged you and taught you how to play it correctly, so it was funner.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And you can just grow your sporting experiences throughout your time here, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And what was I going to say to you, Blake, getting involved in this play, you've loved this, haven't you? And getting involved, not this play, sorry, the play that you're involved in, but also this album. Coralie, did you get involved in the album at all?
in the water.
In the album? That's
no.
Okay, you can just sit back, relax, yeah, and enjoy it and dream of playing badminton when it's all over, right? Okay, what school did you come from?
So I came from Robertson in Stranorder.
Okay.
And my dad would be the principal over there.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so I'm not saying there was any favoritism there. Right? What's the plans for your birthday, by the way, before I let you go?
So after school, I'm going to the Villa Rose with my mum and my dad and my lovely granny and my granddad.
Excellent. Fantastic.
And we're going to have a lovely dinner.
Excellent. Three Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good stuff. Sean, principal, it's lovely, isn't it, to sort of hear from the students themselves. And, you know, we've gone, the last two contributors were sixth class, and mm-hmm. here's two people right at the beginning of their school life.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it's I'm so proud to hear that they feel of Finn Valley College as a home away from home, and that sense of belonging and the big real drive now nationally from the Anshaw programme for school attendance. Yeah. When you hear that from our first year students, that they feel safe, that they feel happy, and that they get that sense of belonging. And that's largely down to the environment that's created here, the culture that we have, that sense of community, and that starts from the very front door with Susan, and then of course our wonderful canteen lady Una, and that's that togetherness and people putting the shoulder to the wheel for these young people who are shining lights, as I keep on saying that. And when they feel valued in a school, and when they know that their voices are heard, then they can contribute a lot more to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you know, school could be tough for some people.
It is.
But what I like now, and this school clearly gets it right, and others do, and there probably are some parents who are going to wish my school was like that, and I'm not saying for you to comment in relation to that, but, you know, it can be tough, and the more we can do, and I think it's great that this school gets that, the more we can do to make people feel included and welcome and happy and safe, right? And I don't mean safe in a danger to them way, but just an emotional safe, if you know what I mean. It makes all the difference.
It does, and don't get me wrong, like we're like every school, we have our issues, we have things that crop up on occasion. We are governed by the Department of Education and all that there, but when you sit down around a table and it's that real collaboration, and you hear from our students as to their needs, like we knew that for the diary, for example, wasn't working for them, and we asked them what it was that they could do to make that better, and it fed into classroom practice. So our teachers are very, very open, and we've some excellent teaching staff here to hear the voice of our youth and our children moving forward. But I think the big thing is that we try and stay ahead of it. We've introduced the one-to-one devices there, that these two first years this year as well, to ensure that
what
our,
is that?
Well, it's really with the emerging needs in society that we know that, you know, to be digital literate, and with reform coming down, we know that that digital element
there is an interesting
essential
conversation to be having on digital, because sometimes big people see this as something that's just arrived. Others are born into it, right? So you have to accept that that is now part of it. Are you just enjoying first year, Cora Lee, or have you got one eye on a career yet, or is it too soon? Just going to refine your badminton skills and just chill for a bit, or what?
No, I don't know what I'm going to be.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you, or am I, Blake?
Yeah, so I'm thinking of maybe being a primary school teacher like
Brooke.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Okay, that's lovely. Well, listen, you're ambitious and all will be harnessed here, isn't it? Harnessed? Is it harnessed? What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, happy birthday, Blake.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the Villa Rose, is it?
Mm-hmm.
They might do a nice wee special cake for you. I would say
thank you.
Will. They're always class in there. Coralie, lovely name, by the way. Thank you so much for chatting to us. And I'm delighted you're enjoying your first year here as much as you are. Really appreciate it. And Sean, for now, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Greg. Thank you.
Right, look after yourself. Right, it is the 9 till noon show. We're broadcasting live here from the gym, the sports hall, the the stage, whatever you want to call it here at the Finn Valley College. It's a beautiful setting here now, the road up to it, the surrounds, the building itself, and the developments that are ongoing to make it an extra special place for students and teachers as well. Later on today, they're launching their R. Donegal album. It's a mixture of music and poetry, performances, and all proceeds going to the Donegal Hospice. I'll remind you of where and how you can get hold of the album. But first, we'll take a break as we head towards news at 11.